Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anytime. Day 30 of the federal government shutdown. It's been a challenge for many, and we have heard also without a Pennsylvania budget, additional economic stress. And 2 million people who count on SNAP benefits are waiting to hear if somebody is able to come up with a game plan, because November 1st is Saturday. And curious what the demand is from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. We welcome a great friend and partner of ours. He's the Vice President of Marketing Communications, Brian Gulish. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. And I know even in good times, there's far, far more demand than a lot of people might appreciate. So what is the status of demand right now for the food bank?
Yeah, we're seeing traditionally, as you mentioned, we would see particularly this time of year during the holidays an increase in service visits to, you know, our pantry network, the food bank directly in Duquesne. But right now, you know, just as an example, on an average day, we would serve around 120 families in our on-site pantry, the market at the food bank in Duquesne. We're now serving 180 to 200 families a day. So we're seeing a 30-40% increase in individuals and families coming to the food bank daily.
One of the statistics I heard yesterday with a guest we had was even before the government shutdown, for instance, active military, almost one out of four are at some level food insecure. I'm curious, do you also see, and I'm sure you do, military families needing assistance?
Well, yeah, right now, especially with those individuals going without paychecks, we are working with local agencies such as the airports, the FBI offices on the south side. We've reached out to FCI Cambria County. So any of those federal employees, which there are 25,000 federal employees just in our service area, including 15,000 in Allegheny County. So we activated to serve them. And then additionally, now we have this issue with SNAP being frozen.
I think also, Brian, and as I've learned, thanks to you and your team over the years, when people think the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, they might think of one place, but that's certainly not the case. So how broad is the reach?
Yeah, so our service area is 11 counties in southwestern Pennsylvania. In the region that we serve, Feeding America estimates approximately 320,000 individuals are food insecure. So we work with a network of more than 1,000 agency partners and programs across those 11 counties to distribute food, to provide access, to provide multiple touch points so individuals don't just rely on one resource or one distribution, have to come all the way to Duquesne for the food bank. We want to put the food in the communities our individuals, families, and neighbors live in.
And that said, I think we all remember the long lines video during the pandemic. It isn't at that crisis level yet, or is it?
Well, statistically, I would say that it is, if it's not surpassed that, just on the sheer fact that at the peak of the pandemic, we were distributing about 42 million meals a year. And last year, we distributed 53 million meals. So when you look at the sheer volume of food that's going out, and now the data that we see coming in and the touch points, the services that we're providing to the community, you know, especially now, a lot of the data is 2 years old. So Feeding America, the USDA, they put this data out from 2023 as their 2025 report. That's now just starting to include some of those federal assistance programs during the pandemic. Those emergency programs, they're completely gone. So during the pandemic, there was actually additional support in place. And now that that's gone, plus the government shutdown, plus the issue with SNAP benefits being frozen until the government reopens and we're able to get that funding again, you know, it's a double-edged sword, a triple-edged sword, if there's such a thing. It's tough right now.
Well, that may raise a lot of eyebrows, not realizing that the demand is greater in this moment and with the government shut down. And then, of course, it doesn't help that Pennsylvania doesn't have a budget. There are issues related to that directly, too. So the best way for people to help, I know, is monetary donations, but you do accept other dry goods. Do you still?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Food funds, all critically important to us. Individuals, families, companies, whoever is listening right now, you're able to come to the food bank in Duquesne and drop off food donations to us. But again, the power of the dollar, the power of you listening right now is incredibly important, no matter if it's one penny, $1, or $100. You know, every dollar provides enough food for up to three meals. And I'll just highlight that. When I say that stat, for every $1 provides enough food for three meals, for every $1, for every one meal the charitable food networks provide, SNAP provides nine meals. So that's what we're talking about, the sheer volume of food right now that is not available, or the meals that are not available because of the freeze in SNAP funding.
Well, Brian, appreciate the work you and your team does each and every day. Really important, and thanks for taking the time for us.
Absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity, Larry.
Brian Gulish, who is Vice President of Marketing Communications at the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. So, Aaron, that may surprise a lot of people that the demand is actually much greater. As I heard Brian detail, it's in the mid-40s, you know, to 53. When you talk about meals served, we're talking about a significant increase. And I know you've probably noticed prices have increased on almost everything at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's you cannot. That's something that doesn't go unaddressed. You know, you go to the store, you're trying, you know, we all know eggs and all the different things. But now it's infiltrating, you know, body wash, toothpaste, right. You know, you name it.
And even good stuff. I mean, here we are Halloween tomorrow, and I heard
right, candy.
Our boss.
Oh my goodness!
DJ was talking about yesterday. He bought some bags of candy.
Two bags
for $31.
Two bags of candy for $31, and you know, I think it starts with, like you said, everyone is just looking for. I think from the outside looking in, when we talk about the government shutdown, so many people are like, "So what is it? Pride? Is it? What is it? And can we just resolve it?"
I think it is a great failure of our elected officials, both parties, who continue to point the finger at each other.
Right.
And okay, I understand that's where we are. However, in the meantime, the people you were elected to serve mm-hmm. are being harmed mm-hmm. because of it. So they have to find a way. 30 days in to the federal government shutdown, 114 days beyond where we should be in the state for a budget impasse. And all we ask our elected officials to do is find a way to feed the people who elect.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.